From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Stephanie Brush reading If the Shoe Fits by Stephanie Rowe. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. It was the first time I'd noticed the mold on the walls of my office. It was the first time the odor of dead rat emanating from the HVAC vents had bugged me. It was the first time I'd contemplated that the mysterious stain on the carpet might actually be from a nefarious act involving death and dismemberment instead of a more innocuous incident. Being faced with the failure of my dream sort of made it hard to ignore the fact that our offices were located in the underbelly of Boston's corporate world. Well, not really the underbelly, more like the slums of the underbelly's poorest cousin. It was 2 a.m. on a Wednesday night, and the coffee machine was broken. Again. Hi, my name is Paris Jackson, and apparently I suck at sales. Either that or every footwear company in America is short-sighted, cheap, risk-averse, and generally stupid. After 4 years of research by my 2 esteemed scientists, with my additional contribution as a biomechanical and technical expert, we'd perfected the ultimate cushioning system for running shoes. Truly, it was brilliant. So why had every single footwear company turned down our technology? Too expensive. Wouldn't work. Didn't like the color. Afraid of the future. Stuck in the past. Stupid idiots. Blah, blah, blah. Not that the why really mattered. The fact was that we were out of places to sell S-foam to, and we were out of options. Life sucked. But as the leader of PWJ Incorporated, it was my job to rally the troops after delivering the bad news. So what if we were broke, directionless, sleep-deprived, and forced to use antibiotic soap after walking through the halls of our building to reach our offices? No need for depression and angst. I raised my can of cheap beer. Here's to perseverance. We're not through yet.